The following shir has been presented by Dayan Yohannesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center. For Hetre Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
In today's shir, we're going to discuss the concept of Geneva Bo'ines. If something gets stolen in a way which is virtually unpreventable, is a shomer socho chayv in such a circumstance? Now we know, the Mishnah tells us in end of Asochas HaPoelim in Bob Metzia, that there's four shomerim, four different types of baileys in English, shomer in Hebrew, four people who had someone else's articles in their possession, and therefore take on a certain amount of responsibility for what happens to these articles. The lowest level of responsibility is a shen chinon, someone who's asked to look after something for free and is not paid for the fact that he's looking after the object, is responsible if he's negligent, if he's pocher, but otherwise anything else that happens to it, he's potter, he has no liability. At the other extreme, we have a shoyl, someone who borrows an object in order to use it. Since he has free use of it, he takes on the maximum responsibility, and he is chayv whatever happened to it, even if a complete oinus happens, something unpreventable happens. He borrows an animal to ride on, and the animal drops dead. Not through exertion, but simply because its time had come. Even though there's nothing one can do to stop such a thing from happening, a shoyl is chayv. The only thing a shoyl is potter for is meisa machmas malocha. If the animal were to have died as a result of the work that it was doing for which he borrowed it, then he doesn't have to pay, because he can say to the person who lent it to him, you knew that I was borrowing it to do this particular job, and as long as I didn't do more than I was supposed to do with this animal, I cannot be held responsible if anything happens. But anything else that happens to it, he has to pay. In the middle we have a shomer socher and a socher. Shomer socher is someone who's paid to watch over something. So if Reuben gives Shimon something to look after and he pays him to look after it, then he takes on an extra level of responsibility more than a shomer chinam, and he's responsible for geneva v'aveda if it gets stolen or otherwise disposed of. A socher, the machlokes in the Gemara, and machlokes Tanoim, the person who rents something, on the one hand, he has use of the object, he's not like a shomer socher. Shomer socher is not allowed to use the object, he's just supposed to look after it. A shomer is someone who has use of the object. On the other hand, he's paying for the use. So he, according to one Tana, has a level of a shomer chinam, according to the other Tana, he has a level of a shomer socher, and that's how we paskin. So, we find in the Mishnah and in the Gemara in various places, other categories of people who also have the same din as a shomer socher. One of them is an uman. Kolo umanim shomer socherim. An uman is a craftsman. Someone who has a repair store, for example, and you give him an object to repair, a camera or a pair of shoes or whatever it should be, he is a shomer socher. And he is responsible and liable to pay if it gets stolen, just like a shomer socher. Another example is someone who looks after an aveda. The machlokes in the Gemara, whether shomer aveda is a shomer chinam or a shomer socher. Rabba holds is a shomer chinam. Rav Yosef holds as someone who looks after a lost object which he has found until the owner comes to claim it, is actually a shomer socher. It's as if he's been paid to look after it. The reward being that since he's oisik b'mitzvah, he's involved in doing the mitzvah of looking after a lost object, he's exempt from doing another mitzvah at the same time, such that if there were to be a poor person who would knock on his door just at the time that he was dealing with looking after this lost object, he would not have to give tzedakah to this poor person, because someone who's involved in one mitzvah is potter from another mitzvah. And since he benefits from that potential not having to give tzedakah, so he's considered a shomer socher, and he's chayav for geneva aveda. That's halacha according to Rabbi Yosef. Rabba says he's only like a shomer chinam, because it's unusual for a person to come asking for tzedakah just when he's looking after the object. There's a machlokes in the Shulchan Aruch what the halacha is, whether it's like Rabba or like Rabbi Yosef. Also we find in the Shulchan Aruch a sarasor, someone who is an agent who sells something on behalf of someone else, is also called a shomer socher. So if Reuven gives something to Shimon and says, sell this for me on my behalf and bring me back the money and you can take a share of the profits, he becomes a Shomer Socher. And he's also responsible if it gets stolen. Now what happens if a Sarasur, this agent, takes something, a salesman, and he goes off to try and find someone to buy it? He finds and approaches a potential buyer, and the buyer said, let me have a look at it to see if I want to buy it. And he gives it to this potential buyer, and the potential buyer runs off with it, he steals it. Or, alternatively, he holds on to it and says that the person who owns it, the seller, actually owes me money, and I'm holding this in lieu of the money that he owes me. And we can't be proven one way or the other. So, the Shulchan Aruch seems to say that in such a case, you would be chayev for the fact that it got stolen, because he's a shomer, and he's a shomer socher, a sarasur is a shomer socher, and if it gets stolen, he is obliged to pay. Just like a shomer socher will be chayev to pay if it gets stolen. So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Kuf pei hei siv yud," says, "Sarasur shenosan keli levakro, v'lo rotzam avakel aruziroi chayev ha-sarasur." The Sma explains that the source of this halacha is a Rashbam. So the Rashbam says the Sarasur is a shomer socher and he's chayev. Now, even though this is a type of geneva which is korov la'onis, says the Rashbam, it's almost unpreventable. A regular geneva is, I'm supposed to look after it, and a thief came and stole it. That I can understand you're chayev for. But here, the person stole the object only after I'd given it to him, and surely I'm supposed to give it to him, because that's my job as a salesman, to allow people to have a look at the object. Nonetheless, says the Rashbam, once you have the level of responsibility of a shomer socher, you're chayev for every type of geneva, even if it's korov la'onis. It's a more unpreventable oinus than a regular geneva. What's the raya? Because the Gemara now says, because I put him in that tzaddik, and on the base says that they was talking about a person who was looking after someone else's animals, a shepherd, and they came towards the riverbank, and they wanted to walk alongside the river, and one of the animals fell in and drowned. So they came to Rabbah, and Rabbah says, you don't have to pay. And the reason is that that's the normal way that people with their own animals walk past the river, and therefore, if the animal fell in or was pushed in by one of the other animals, it's not the shepherd's fault. However, the Gemara asks, are you on Rabbah? Is that to say that anyone, any shomer, even if he's a shomer socher like a roye, who does the normal practice, he's going to be potter, if the shomer were to go into town and leave the animals as they were, just like he would do with his own animals. Ol be'idne da'ayli inshi. He went into town in the regular type of time that a regular person would go into town. Or non be'idne da'ayli inshi. Or he went to sleep at the time when most people go to sleep. Would he also be potter if the object got stolen? Says Rabbah, yes, he would indeed. However, the Gemara brings Rav Chista and Rav Bar Rav Huna who argue with this, and they say, no. Once you've got the level of a shomer socher, you take on the responsibility for geneva, even if you go into town at the regular time, or even if you fall asleep at the regular hours. Nonetheless, if it gets stolen as a result of that, you are chayav to pay. And the reason is, says the Gemara, that the owner can say, Lohochi yohavi loch agro, to boy natus the yaseira. This is the reason why I'm paying you. I'm paying you to look after the animal more than you would do for yourself, or more than the regular level of shmira. And therefore, shomer socher is chayav, even if you did something which most people would normally do. Nonetheless, if it gets stolen or if it falls into the river, you're going to be chayev. So this is the Rashbam. A sarasur, who is a salesman, who's taking someone else's property and trying to sell it, even though it's a geneva which is korov la'onis, if the person looking at it runs off with it, nonetheless he's chayev. It's important to know the Pesach Tshuva and Sifkot and Talad, who quotes the Shara Mishpat as saying, fair enough, that's the Rashbam's opinion. There is a Ritva who has the identical question, and the Ritva in Tzuvah Stav Pei Dalad Amud Beis seems to conclude that if the sarasur gave, the salesman gave the object to a potential customer to have a look at, and the customer ran off with it, that he would be potter in such a case, because that's his job. His job as a salesman is to give it over to other people to look at it to see if they want to buy it. And just like when you give something to a shaman to look after, it's understood that he will give it to his wife or other family members when he goes out of the house, and he can't be blamed for that, because it's understood at the outset that that's what he's going to do. So too, it's understood at the outset that a salesman is allowed to give over the article to a potential buyer to have a look at it, and he can't be held responsible for that. Nonetheless, as the ritual, this is mistaber that that's only if the person he gives it over to is a reliable person who's got a name as an honest person. But he gives it over to someone who's known as a crook, or even to someone off the street that we don't know about his character, then he probably would be chayav even according to the ritual. But if he gives it over to someone who, in general, one would expect it to be b'cheskes ma'amon, says the ritual, in such a case would actually be potter. But again, the Shulchan Aruch brings the Rashba and says that in such a case it will be chayav. Now, there is a halacha in the Shulchan Aruch regarding this inyan of geneva bo'inus. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shomer Socha, in Siman Shin Gimel Sif Beis, talks about a Shomer Socha, a regular person who's paid to look after something, who's chayav a geneva v'aveda. And the Shulchan Aruch says, "V'yesh aimrim afilu shona koroi," even if he looked after it in the right way, in the correct manner. But not sanak sofim tachasak karka ba'imik me'al amo, and he put the money he was looking after deep underground, 100 amos deep underground, and you can't get there unless you dig a tunnel to get there. Oi non be'in the denayim inshi v'nigdim, or he fell asleep at the time when most people go to sleep. He went to bed at night and he got stolen. Or he became ill and he couldn't look after it. Nonetheless, he will be chayat, says the Shulchan Aruch. But afilu ikifu chomesh al barzel, even if he put a metal wall around it, he will nonetheless be chayat. Unless he was actually sitting there and nonetheless it got stolen, but he tried to stop it. But if he did anything else, if he wasn't there at the time, he will nonetheless be chayat, even though it's a geneva bo'inus. Now, although the Shulchan Aruch says the Beloshen Yesh Omrim, there are those who say, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring an opposing opinion. However, the Shach there brings the Marshal, who concludes that the Ikkar is like the post in the hold, that a Shema Socha is part of a Geneva Ba'inus. He's exempt from a Geneva if it was an unpreventable Geneva. According to the Shulchan Aruch, a Shema Socha is high for Geneva Ba'inus, unless it's listed Mizuim, armed robbers. There's a special Gezeres HaKosa. The Torah says only Shbar or only Shbor, that if it's taken away by armed robbers, then a Shema Socha is potter, because that's the type of Oinus which is potter. But any Geneva which wasn't done by armed robbers, even if it's Oinus, it's unpreventable Geneva, nonetheless the Shema Socha will be high. The Shach says that the Iker is the Halacha, like the Marshal, that Shema Socha will be part of the Geneva Ba'inus. Now, according to the Tzad, the Machaber says that the Shema Socha is chayav for Geneva Ba'inus, why should the Shema Socha be chayav even for Geneva Ba'inus? This we find in Machlokes Rishonim. The Rashba, as we mentioned, learns from the Gemara that we mentioned earlier. The Ha'urai, the shepherd who was taking animals past the river, and one of them pushed another one into the water and it died. But since Rav Chista and Rav Barahuna both hold not like Rav, and they hold the Yochayev, because Lahochi Yohavi Loch Agra Linitur Elini Tirusi Asera, this is why I gave him money, in order that you should look after animals more than the level you would do for yourself, or a regular person would do for themselves. That's why Yochayev for every type of Geneva Ba'inus. However, Tosfos in Baba Kama Dach Nuzayna Mal Aleph, and Baba Metzia Dach Mem Beis Mal Aleph, says, in the name of the Re, that the reason why Shomer Socha is chayav for Geneva Ba'inus is that every Geneva is a type of Oinus. Every time something gets stolen, it's something which is difficult to prevent. And nonetheless, the Torah is machayav a Shomer Socha, and therefore there's no difference between one type of Oinus and another. So even if we come across a case of a Geneva where it was less preventable, and it was more of an Oinus, nonetheless, a Shomer Socha is going to be chayav for such a case. Now, the Chassam Sofer comes up with a very big chiddush. Chassam Sofer says that this halacha, the Shema Socha is chayav a geneva ba'inus, would apply to a Shema Socha, but not necessarily to the other people who have the same category, the same level of responsibility as a Shema Socha. For example, an Uman a craftsman or a repair person. You give over your object, your item to him to repair or to fix, and you leave it with him. So we said earlier, kol ha'umonim shomei socheim, he's a shomei socher. Nonetheless, says the Chassam Sofer, he would not be chayef for gneiva va'onus, even according to the Rashba on the Shulchan Aruch will hold that a shomei socher is chayef for gneiva va'onus. And the reason for this, says the Chassam Sofer in Tshuvas Chesh and Mishpat of Design, is because we have to understand, why should an uman be a shomei socher? The Torah in Siman Shinvov, Sitzvah Aleph, says that the reason why an uman which you give to him to repair is a shomei socher, to be chayef for gneiva va'onus, is because he gets paid on the one hand for the work that he does, but the very fact that you give him the opportunity to work is itself worth something, and it's for that reason that he becomes a shomer socher. So the money that you pay him is for the work that he actually does. That itself would not suffice to make him into a shomer socher. But the opportunity to work is also worth something. You could have given your item to somebody else to repair it so that he could earn a wage. Instead you gave it to this person, that is worth something, and that makes him enough to be considered as if he had been paid to look after it, and for that reason he's a shomer socher. Well, says the Chassam Sofer, if that's the case, he's not going to be chayav for gneiva va'onus. Remember, the reason why according to the Rashba the shomer socher is chayav for gneiva va'onus is because the owner can say, that's why I paid you to look after it. If I hadn't paid it to you to look after it, you would have been a shomer chinam. I especially paid you to look after it, to be chayav for gneiva, and even to be chayav for gneiva va'onus. That only applies to the Chassam Sofer with someone who actually does get paid to look after it. But an uman doesn't get paid to look after it at all. He gets paid to do the job that he does of fixing it. In addition, there's the advantage to him that he has the opportunity to work and earn a wage. But he wasn't specifically paid to look after it. And therefore the svara of Lohochi Yovi Loch Agro, that's why I gave it, because I want an intuosi yaseira, would not apply to an uman. So an uman would be like a shomer socher, but he would not be chayav the gneiva ba'onus. Now it's interesting, in parentheses, just to go into this issue a little bit. The Gemara in Bamatzia Daf Pei on the base discusses this halacha where the Mishnah says kolu umonim shomer socherim, and the Gemara says, let's say the Mishnah is not like Rav Meir, but Rav Meir is the one who holds that a socher is a shomer chinam, and the Mishnah seems to say that a uman is a shomer socher. And according to Rameh, an uman shouldn't be a shomer socher, but he should be a shomer chinam, just like a socher. So at first the Gemara says, no, an uman has the advantage that he has the opportunity to work and to earn a wage, like we mentioned earlier, the Torah says. So that's why he would be a shomer socher. So even Rameh, who holds that a socher would be a shomer chinam, would here agree. Says the Gemara, but a socher also, he, apart from paying for the rental, he also has the additional advantage that we rent it to him and not to somebody else, so that should be enough to make him into a shomer socher. So the Gemara answers, no, the reason why an uman is a shomer socher is for a completely different reason, and that is because he holds on to the object until the owner comes back to pay for the repair work, and then he's holding it like a mushkin. He's tofnis le'a agri. Apart from getting paid for doing the job, he also has the advantage that he holds on to someone else's item, the owner's item, until he comes to fetch it and to ensure that he gets paid. That extra advantage is enough to make him into a shomer socher. Now, the reason why the Torah doesn't give that reason for an uman being a shomer socher is because the Gemara only said that to explain that the Mishnah goes even according to a mayor who holds that a socher is a shomer chinam. And it's all to explain why an uman is different to a socher. They don't have to say it's because he's holding on to it as a mashkin. But if we hold the halacha is that a socher is also like a shomer socher, in that case we don't have to come on to the maskon of the Gemara. We need to explain that the halacha end of the Gemara. That the reason why an uman is a shomer socher is because he has the opportunity to work, apart from the fact that he gets payment to do the work. And indeed, that would be the reason why a socher is like a shomer socher, because he pays for renting it, but on the other hand, the opportunity that he can be the one who rents it and receives it for a rental period is itself worth something. So according to Havamin of the Gemara, that's the reason why an uman is a shomer socher. The maskon of the Gemara is only to try and explain the Mishnah according to a male who holds that a socher is a shomer chinam. But we who pasken in our locha that a socher is in fact a shomer socher don't need to come on to that. And that's why the Torah, Lechera, seems to say the reason why an uman is a shomer socher is because he has the opportunity to work, not because he's holding on to it as a mashkin. However, the Machne Ephraim points out that there are a number of poskim who seem to say not like that. The Ravon in the Tshuva and the Mordechai in Mitzias and the Shin Samach Mashma, the reason why an Uman is considered as a Shema Sofer is because he's toughestly agri like the Mashkon of the Gemara, because he's holding on to it as a Mashkon, and there's a big Nafkamina. What would be if you paid for the repair in advance? In that case, according to these opinions, the only reason why an Uman is a Shema Sofer is because he's holding on to it to make sure you bring the money. But if you paid in advance, then he doesn't need to hold on to it in order to get his money, and therefore there's no reason why he should be a Shema Sofer. And indeed, the Shilta's of Achoy Gorm seems to say that, and the Namuk Yosef as well. So they all seem to hold that the Maskana of the Gemara is the real reason why an Uman is a Shema Sofer. And therefore, if you pay in advance for the repair work, he will actually not be a Shema Sofer, but be a Shema Chinah. However, the Pashas of the Gemara is that we only say that according to Reb Meir, but we who hold that a Socher is a Shema Sofer, and it's Chayav Gelim V'Aleinu, would say the same thing by an Uman. And anyway, Nachzel in Yudena, let's go back to what we were discussing before. Says the Chasam Sofer, since the Uman is a Shema Sofer only by virtue of the fact that the opportunity to work is worth something to him, but he wasn't actually paid to look after it, we don't anymore have the Sfar of the Gemara in Bamban Tzir that telling him on the base that Lahochi Yoav Eliagrov, that's why I paid you to look after it, and it's your Yosef an extra Shemira. And since we don't have that Sfar, even though an Uman will be Chayav HaGneva Eidach Shema Sofer, he will not be Chayav HaGneva Ba'onus. So says the Chasam Sofer. And with that, very interestingly, he explains the deal in the Mishnah. He wants to be the Daikin from the Mishnah and Gemara. The Gemara says, Abor Shomrim, there are four different types of Shomrim. There's a Shoel, who's Chai for everything, even Oinsin. There's a Shomrim Chinam, who's only Chai for Pshir. And there's a Shomrim Socha and a Seicha. Now, a Shomrim Socha and a Seicha have the same din. And in fact, an Uman has the same din, and a Shomrim Avedo, according to Rabbi Yosef, has the same din. So there's more than four Shomrim, there's many more Shomrim. And if we're saying that anyone who has the same din has the same category, so why does the Mishnah say there's four shomrim? There's only really three shomrim: the Shema Chinam, Shema Soch, and a Shoel. A Soch has the same din as Shema Soch, but so does an Uman and a Shema Mashkin and a Shema Aveda and a Sarsel. So the Chassam Tovah, that's what the Gemara says. When the Gemara says Man Tana Soch is Shema Soch, the Gemara wants to explain that there's a difference between a Soch and a Shema Soch. That a Soch, a Shema Socher, in fact, gets Chayav B'Gneiva Aveda, and he's going to be even Chayav B'Gneiva Ba'oinus. Why is he going to be Chayav B'Gneiva Ba'oinus? Because Lahochi Yoav Eliagro, like Rav Chisson Rav Baravuna say. That's why I give you money, because I want an extra Shemira, and I want and you're going to be even Chayav B'Gneiva Ba'oinus. Whereas, according to Baraz, a Socher, he's got the same level as a Shema Socher, he's Chayav B'Gneiva Aveda, but he's not going to be Chayav for Geneva Ba'oines, because there is no Sfar of Elohi Yoav Eliagram, because he wasn't actually paid to look after it. And therefore, in fact, there are four Shomrim, four categories of Shomrim. There's a Shomrim Chinam who's Chayav for Pshir, there's a Shomrim Socha who's Chayav for Geneva, and even Geneva Ba'oines, there's a Socha and Luman and a Sarsal Pat who's Chayav for Geneva Aveda, but not Geneva Ba'oines, and then there's a Shomrim who's Chayav even for all types of Ba'oines. And anyway, this is Chassam Sofer, this is a shtak of Sfora, that the halacha of the Shomer Socher will be Chayav HaGneiva Ba'oinus is only by Shomer Socher because he gets paid. But for an Uman who's not a Shomer Socher, he will not actually be, he's got the din of a Shomer Socher, but he's not actually paid to do Shmira, and he's only a Shomer Socher because of the opportunity to do work is worth something, in that case he won't be Chayav for HaGneiva Ba'oinus. Says the Chassam Sofer, this Sfora is also mentioned in Tshuvas Marshach, in Chelik Beis Sivukos Samotes, and in the Mishnah Lemelech, in the beginning of Perek Yud of Hilchos Chirus, and the Ksos HaChoshin and Simon Ayin Beis Sivukotnei mentions the same Sfora. So says the Chassam Sofer. Indeed, there's a Tshuvas Maram Choviv, brought in Tshuvas Grinas Verodim, and Choshin Mishpat Klal Aleph Simon Aleph, the very first Tshuva there, which says the same type of Sfora, that even according to the Ri and the Rosh, will hold that the Shema Sochas Chayef of Geneva Ba'oinus, that's only if he takes it, if he specifically takes money to look after it, then we have the Sfora of Lahochi Nosati L'Choschar Shmira, that you should do a Shmira Ma'ula, even from Ayin Sim Gedolim. But in the other cases of other categories of people, even if they have the din of a Shomer Shochet, if they weren't actually paid to look after it, even if they were considered to be a Shomer Shochet, they would not be chayav again over the oidus. And in fact, this Tshuva Neginas Rolin says that the saints for oidus mentioned in the Shire of Ephraim and in the Shire Lamoira and in the Rash HaLevi. So we've got a whole string of Kandamayne Aposkim who say the same Tshvara. Interestingly, the Tshuva's English Moshe in Choshen Mishpoch Helik Alexiv Samoch Tes comes up with exactly the same Tshvara by himself. And he says, although an Omen and a Tzoycha have the same din as the Shomer Shochet, but according to Rav Chista and Rav Bar Avuna, the reason you're going to be Tereach more because you're getting paid specifically for Shemirah, that would not apply to someone who has a din of a Shomer Shochet because he's Nehneh for a different reason, like a Socher or an Omen, and who's not a Shomer Shochet because he gets paid anything more, but for other reasons. However, Rav Moshe concludes that since I haven't seen this Chiluk in the post-scheme, we can't see such for us by ourselves. So this is Rav Moshe, but we've actually seen the Chara that this same Sfara is already mentioned in the Maharshach and in the Mishnah Melech, in the Ksos, in the Chassam Sefer, in the Gidus Rodin, the Shah Fraim, the Shah Lamura, and the Rosh Alevi. The many poskim, Rav Moshe was chavim to a chiluk which has already been written in many of the Gedolei HaPoskim. Now, the Chara, all this, as we pointed out, would only be relevant if the reason why a Shomer Socher is high for Geneva Voinus is because Lahochi Yovili Agra, because I want them to Tirusi Asera, that's why I'm paying you, and that's the Rashbos for it. But according to the Tosis for it, the reason why Shomer Socher is high for Geneva Voinus is because every Geneva is Korv Voinus, and nonetheless the Torah is Machayev, so we're not going to make a Chilik, we'll always make you high for Geneva, even Voinus. According to that, there will be no difference between a Socher or a Shomer Socher or a Norman. Anyone who has the level of responsibility of a Shomer Socher will be high for whatever happens. Even a Geneva Ba'inus. Now, the Kila Eger in Balkamdach Nuzayn brings to Marshach, but he asks and proves not like the Marshach from the Tosfos that's there. And in fact, the Tosfos HaChoshen and Siman Ayin Beis Yivkot Nehi brings the very similar Raya from the same Tosfos. There the Gemara talks about a Shomer Aveda. Is he a Shomer Chinam or is he a Shomer Socher? Rabbi Yosef says he's a Shomer Socher because he can avoid paying tzedakah at the time that he's looking after the lost object which he has found. So it's a bias to Rabbi Yosef. How can you say that a Shomer Aveda is a Shomer Socher? Rachir Ba'abel said in the name of Yerushalayim, someone who claims, someone who's found an Aveda is looking after it, and then he claims when the owner comes that he has got stolen, then it turns out that he was the one who stole it himself, has to pay kefal. So the Gemara says, Abaya, if you hold that a Shomer Aveda is like a Shomer Socher, then you won't have to pay kefal. Since the Shomer Aveda is chayev, like a Shomer Socher, he'll be chayev for Geneva as soon as he says that it was stolen, and therefore he will never get to the stage that if we discovered afterwards that he was the thief, that he would have to pay kefal. That only applies to someone who claims it was stolen and is potter and makes a shvuah, and then if we discover he's the person who stole it, he pays kefal. But if he says it was stolen and he's chayev for Geneva Aveda, he has to pay the keren, then in such a hypothesis he doesn't have to pay kefal if he's discovered afterwards. Says Abaya to Rabbi Yosef, how can you say that the Shomer Aveda is a Shomer Socher, since Rabbi Yochanan says that if he says that it was stolen, he's actually potter. So the Gemara says the only way to explain this is Rabbi Yochanan was talking about lists of Mizuim, armed robbers, and he happens to hold the armed robbers, which we know is an Oynes Gomor, and you're certainly potter for, he's also got a din of Kriv Kefal if we find that it's him himself. But anyway, ask Tosfos Zakasha. Why, if the Gemara is looking for Eicha Timsa, even if Shomer Aveda is a Shomer Socher, he's going to be potter when he tines Geneva, why don't we simply say it's talking about, according to Rabbah, when he went to sleep at the time when most people go to sleep, that even the Shomer Socher is potter for that. And even according to Rav Chista and Rama Bar Avuna, who hold you will be chai with such Eicha Timsa, why don't we say it's talking about the case of Onan's Gomor, where he buried it deep underground and put an iron wall around it? In that case, surely it would be potter. Answers Tosfos, and this is a Tosfos we mentioned before, that no, a Shomer Socher is chayev for Geneva Vavei, even for Geneva Ba'oinus. So says the Tosfos. Says the Ksois, so we see from here, not like the Marashach. Because we see that he's going to be chayav for gemeva ba'olus, whatever happens to it, even though we're talking about a shomer aveda. And shomer aveda, the only reason why he's a shomer socha is the prut of Rabbi Yosef, not because he was actually paid to look after it. And therefore, it's mucha from Tosis, says the Tosis, not like the Maral Shach, unlike the Chasam Sofer we mentioned earlier, who says that an uman, or someone who has the din of a shomer socha, but is not actually paid cash to look after it, will actually be potter from Geneva Ba'onis, because we see the Tosis says you're chayav for Geneva Ba'onis. Well, as we pointed out, that's not such a difficult kasha, because indeed Tosfos holds, as we see here, that Geneva Ba'onis are chayav for, because all Genevas are Kovla Onis. But according to the Rashba Sfara, which is a different Sfara, that the reason why chayav for Geneva Ba'onis is Lahochi Yavili Agra and the Chanami can't bring a right from Tosfos, because Tosfos holds like a different Mahala. More to the point, from the kasha of Tosfos, it's Muchach, though not like the Marashach. The Ketzos himself wants to answer that maybe the halacha, the Marashach is still correct, and it's just that Geneva is different. What the Marashach meant was that if an onus happens, anything other than Geneva, a zev came and ate the animals you were looking after, or an animal was pushed into the river, for that a Shem HaShach will be chayav for even for Geneva bonus, but a Shem HaVeda will be potter, because there's no agra, there's no payment for looking after it. Whereas Geneva you happen to be always chayav for. The problem is it doesn't answer the question, because from the ratio of the Halomen of Tosfos, you already see not like the Marashach, and that's the proof of Rabbi Kiva Eger, not like the Marashach, because the Halomen of Tosfos is that why don't we say we're talking about when it's all been in the Eilinshi according to Rabbah, or even according to Rabbi Yosef, who says, or even according to Rav Chista and Rabbi Barav Huna, who say or Chayev for all been in the Eilinshi, they would still agree the Chorus of Tosfos would be Potter in the case of Geneva Bonus. Tosfos' answer is always Chayev for Geneva Bonus, but even in Tosfos' Kasha, you already see not like the Marashach. Why? Because again, we're talking about a Shomer Aveda in this Tosfos. A Shomer Aveda was never actually paid. And nonetheless, Tosfos says that if not the fact that Geva Onus would be potter in his Havamina, he would still be chayev for all Ben and the Ayinshi, according to Rav Chista and Rav Baruch Huna. And again, according to the Marashach, that's not correct, because a Shomer Aveda, you weren't actually paid to look after it. Then at any rate, the Chori we have clearly two Mahalchim. We have the Mahalach of Tosfos, who says that a Shomer HaSocha is chayav for Geneva Ba'onis because he's every Geneva is Korav Lainus, therefore there's not difference between one type of Geneva and another. If that's the case, that would Lachor apply to all types of Shomer Socha and Umun or Thousel, and indeed it's Lachor from Tosfos that he held like that with regard to a Shomer Aveda. Who's a Shomer Socha, and Tosfos is Muchav that he's chayav even by Geneva Ba'onis. Whereas, according to the Rashba, the reason why Shomer Socha is chayav by Geneva Ba'onis is because he's paid to look after something. If that's the case, then he is, and this says a Chasam Sofer, the Marashach would only apply to a Shomer Socha himself, and not to an Uman or a Sarshul. However, we can point out a little bit of a difficulty on this Chasam Sofer. Because although the Chasam Sofer himself pointed out that Kamal Poskim hold the same Sfora as the Marashach, that it doesn't apply Shomer Aveda, the halacha that a Shomer Socha is chayav for Geneva Aveda doesn't apply to an Uman, the Marashach himself is actually talking about a Shomer of a Mashkin who has the same din with Potter because of Putter the Rabbi Yosef, and that would be the same din with the Shomer Aveda. But the Marash Yona, who was one of the posts we mentioned earlier, who says the same Sfora, nonetheless says that when it comes to an Uman and a Socha, they will be chayav for Geneva Aveda. Because even though he agrees that if there's no agra, if there's no payment for it, you wouldn't be chayav for Geneva Ba'onis, because there's no Sfora of Lohochi Yoavilech Agra. He says that would only apply to a Shomer Aveda, or perhaps a Shomer Mashkin, where you weren't actually paid anything. Your Revach was the Prut of the Rabbi Yosef. However, in the case of the Uman and the Socha, although you're not paid cash to look after it, you are given something by the owner of the object, and that is the opportunity to work in the case of the Umun, or the opportunity to rent something in the case of the Seicha. That's enough, says the Maharal Shimon, to actually make you chai for Geneva Ba'olus, even if the Sfarah is like the Rashba, but the only reason why you're chai for Geneva Aveda is because you were paid. The Maharal Shimon said, I would only pater you for Geneva Ba'olus in the case of a Shemir Aveda. They didn't get anything from the Baal HaChefetz. The fact that he's a Shema Socher is only because he's potter because of Prudent Rabbi Yosef. In that case, he would be Chayef as a Shema Socher, but he would not be Chayef by Gneva Boinus. And therefore, then Chassam Sofer says that if you hold of this Sforah, it would potter even a normal and then a Socher. There are places who say, Mefurish, we hold of the Sforah, but we still are not going to potter a woman and a Socher. And in fact, there's a Chumash Marshach in Chelit Beis Siman Pehei where it's clear that Marshach himself holds not like the Chassam Sofer. And although he said this far that by Shema Aveda or Shema Mashkin, where the reason why you're Shema Sofer is because of Prutta de Rabbi Yosef, you will not be chayiv by Gneiva Ba'olus, that would only apply, says the Marshach, to a Shema Aveda. But an Umun, even the Marshach himself says would actually be chayv for Geneva Ba'olus, because again the fact that the Uman is a Shema Socher is because apart from getting paid for the work that he does, he gets also the advantage of the opportunity to work. That's also something which he gets from the owner of the object, and that's enough of the agra to make him chayv and the Tirusi Yaseh to be chayv for Geneva Ba'olus. So let's just sum up. According to the Chassam Sofer, a Socher and an Umun will be potter for Geneva Ba'olus, even according to the Shulchan Aruch, who holds that a Shema Socher is Chai for Geneva Ba'olus. However, according to Tosfos, it's clear that a Shema Socher is Chai for Geneva Ba'olus for a different reason, because every Geneva is Korov La'olus. In that case, according to Tosfos, it's clear there will be no reason to make a difference between a Shema Socher and a Socher and an Umun and a Sarshon and Shema Aveda. All of them are chayav, like a Shema Socher will be chayav Geneva Aveda even Ba'olus. Additionally, the Marashach himself, who mentioned this, was the first to mention this for her, says before that a Shema Aveda and a Shema Mashkin would be potter for Geneva Ba'olus, but a Socher and Umun Lecher would actually be chayav. Finally, the Mishnah, the Melech and the Rekiv Eiger, both Halach and Maaseh, don't seem to hold of this Marashach based on the Tosfos which we mentioned earlier, and it's important to remember that the Shach on the Shulchan Aruch says that although the Mechaber passes that Geneva Ba'olus is chayav by Shema Socher, actually says the Shach, you can rely on the opinion of the Marshal, who says that Aloch is like the Poskim who argued with this, and hold that a Shema Socher would actually be potter for Geneva Ba'olus. And therefore, all of this discussion has been only according to the Mechaber, who holds that a Shema Socher is chayav by Geneva Ba'olus. The Shach, does that apply to an Umun and a Socher and a Shema Aveda as well? But according to the Shach that Balocha is, then anyway, the Shema Socher himself is potter for Geneva Ba'olus. That will certainly apply to all of the others who have the same level as the Shema Socher and will be potter for Geneva Ba'olus.
The Beis Havad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Halacha Center.